Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I thought the difference in the game, their defense was really, really good. The second half, we got some little better movement on offense and penetration to start the second half, but then we couldn't continue it. They did a good job defensifying everybody. I thought O'Shea showed some good things, got to the basket better. I thought he was very good in this game. I thought everybody else struggled. It's always tough. You know, we played Thursday, they played Monday. So when you have that much time to prepare for us, it helps. And we had one day. That's not supposed to happen. I know why it happens. And it's unfortunate it happens. It's because of TV. And we easily could have played Wednesday night and had 2 days to practice. But it wouldn't have made any difference the way Virginia Tech played. But it certainly is the right thing to do. We don't seem to be doing that.
Is there a way the offense could have countered that more?
Yeah, we tried all the things that we have. Well, I had two or three things I didn't use that I thought, yes, I want to save them. Come on. Defensively, we can't win if Pascal isn't in the game, and he was never in the game tonight from the beginning to the end. Our success the last two or three games has been, you know, obviously a little better offense, but it's been Pascal defensively in the middle.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please subscribe. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We're the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. Well, Syracuse drops to 14-6 overall, 5-2 in the ACC, getting worked a little bit in Blacksburg, 78-56, as Tech plays probably their best game. It might be their best game they'll play all year. We'll see. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you. And the Orange will stay on the road to face Boston College on Wednesday, January 30th. That game, another 8 o'clocker. We'll stick with us here, and we'll let you know what to expect after we do the Virginia Tech post game. But first, you need tickets. I need tickets. We all need tickets. Most of the people listening to this, you're either going to a concert, you're going to a sporting event. Well, the official ticket provider for the Armchair Media Network, where Joe and I cover Syracuse sports for, they are Tix Blitz. Unlike other ticketing providers that sneak in the extra fees and unexplained service charges, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees shouldn't prevent you from seeing the sporting event or concert you want to go to. So go to TixBlitz.com and enter promo code Armchair at checkout to receive 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com. Promo code Armchair. Tix Blitz, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions. So, okay, a couple things real quick. Breaking news, kind of, I guess, just a couple hours ago.
Yep.
I think I see that QSNation.com, 247 Sports. David Summers committed to the Orange. He's a 6'3 quarterback. He had originally committed to Maryland, but he had committed to the Orange on an official visit. So he decommitted from Maryland and committed to Syracuse.
Yeah, so he
signed during early signing period, right? Just this past.
I don't know if he signed or not. All I know is that he signed to Maryland thinking that there was going to be an offensive coordinator there, and they changed the offensive coordinator. So I think that kind of gave him
gave him an out.
Right. So, and again, he was the guy that he worked out with as far as high school quarterback, he was the same guy that DeVito worked out with. So, you know, he kind of talked to, you know, Syracuse and this and that. I think he's been to a camp before, but again, we just got him to flip because obviously Maryland's offense is going a different direction after he signed, and we lose Chance and me to a transfer, and we didn't have a quarterback this recruiting class. So just, you know, to get right. a potential, you know, potential guy that can, you know, look as far as being a solid backup for DeVito and maybe start one day down the line. You never know, but I'm among the people that, you know, I think you got to get a quarterback every year. And I thought we kind of stockpiled a couple, and then with the transfer that kind of opened up a spot where we kind of needed one. So this kind of fell in our lap, and I mean, I'm grateful for it. Didn't see it coming.
Yeah. So we got our quarterback for 2019, and welcome David Summers to the Cuse Nation.
Yep.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, the quadrant system, the new net rankings came out yesterday, so I put together, so this is all going to be, no games that happened yesterday or today are going to be calculated into this net ranking, okay?
Right.
But as it breaks down for Syracuse right now, by the way, Virginia Tech 11th in the net rankings, so it's not going, it's a quad one game. It'll likely stay a quad one game all year. So. Yeah. Not a terrible blemish.
No, it's not going
to
hurt us.
On the record, quad one sits at 2-2, a wins against Ohio State and Duke, losses to Buffalo and Virginia Tech. Quad two sits at 3-2, the wins Notre Dame, Pitt, Clemson, the losses UConn, Oregon. Quad three, we sit at 4-2, the wins Colgate, Northeastern, Georgetown, Miami, the losses ODU, Georgia Tech. ODU is slipping. They are still... Let's see. They are still a 90, but that was before the loss yesterday. So they actually, it would have been nice if they kind of could move up. We'll have to probably wait for their conference tournament for them to move up because I don't think they're going to get many opportunities, right? So likely, though, they might stay a quad three game at the worst. So there's that. Georgia Tech, on the other hand, I mean, I don't know. They're an 85. They'll probably likely stay a quad three game, I hope. I don't know. But then quad four, we're 5-0. Those are the scrubs. Arkansas
State. I don't think we have to worry about Georgia Tech falling to a quad four. I think that they're going to be competitive all year. So.
Yeah. ODU is the one I was worried about, but they probably won't fall to a quad four either. So.
I think they'll win enough in their conference, and you know.
They were just like right there to be on a quad two, though. That's what sucks. You know,
and then they lose last night to some crazy run.
Yeah, you just went. We're 5-0 in quad four, guys. The loss last night, it sucked. We're gonna get to it second, but you know, it's a quad one loss. At the end of the day, it was an opportunity to pad that resume a little bit and get that quad one win and possibly be ranked on Monday. But an opportunity missed, and what are you gonna do?
Little stumble.
Well, we knew it was coming. We talked about a bump in the road a couple of games ago. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So the Orange fall to 9-4 in the all-time series against Virginia Tech. They stayed undefeated at home, and Syracuse loses their first road game of the year. Like I said, we knew something had to give, and it was Syracuse. They started the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
With a shot clock violation, and they never led, but then Brissett opened up the Orange scoring with a three, and I thought that maybe that was a something, maybe a good sign of things to come for the game. We've been waiting for him to have a big game, and he would actually lead Syracuse in scoring with 16 points and 7 rebounds. And he was pretty impressive in the inside at times. He was the only one that was really getting in there for some scores.
Yeah.
Then you had Frank Howard, who followed him up with 13 points and 4 steals. And those are the two guys we've been hoping would get it going, but they didn't have much help. Battle with 10 points and not much else. Hughes totaled 6 points and 4 rebounds. And this team, as of late, has really thrived on good play from Chukwu. And we just didn't have it. With him scoring 2 points and grabbing 3 rebounds. And the same could also be said of Dolezal to a certain extent. And we just didn't see him doing the Marek-type things that we're used to, even the stuff that doesn't make the stat sheet. He just wasn't doing it. He finished with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Buddy, he was too little too late. I thought maybe they should have tested him at least a little earlier, but Coach says a matchup thing, so it is what it is. So the good is Brissett and Howard coming to life. Can we keep it going and have everybody click on the road against Boston College? We'll have to see. But the obvious was the Syracuse offense versus the Tech defense. The past 3 games, the Orange have averaged 45.6 from distance, okay, in the past 3 games. They shot 32.1 last night against Tech. And from the field in the last 3 games, they averaged 46.4%. Tech actually held them well below that at 36.4. And one more quick note. Since conference play has started, Syracuse has held all their opponents, the 6 previous to Virginia Tech, at 39.3% from the field coming into that game. And the Hokies shot 52.1. So, Joe, we mentioned it, a bump in the road for sure. And I'm not trying to explain away the loss, but Syracuse didn't even really have a full day to prepare for this game, whereas Tech, they've been preparing for Syracuse since Tuesday. You can't say that it wasn't a factor regardless.
Right? Yeah, you don't want to make that the excuse.
No, it's not by any means.
You know, but when you see these games, you kind of wonder, you know, four times a year we got to go from a Saturday to a Saturday, or we got to wait a week for a game to be played. And then meanwhile, there's games like this that get lined up, you know. So to me, it's kind of, you know, weird. And even Boeheim said, you know, there was no reason why they couldn't have played on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or something like that, other than the fact that TV. So,
right.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And you really, you know, you can't only just play what the schedule kind of gives you. But obviously there's certain things that give you an advantage in football. You know, you can't pick your byes. You never know when you're, you know, if playing a team that's coming off of a bye, they're going to have probably a little bit of an advantage as far as maybe being a little bit more fresh and having a little bit of time to scout you and prepare for you. So, like you said, I mean, I can't imagine Syracuse travel Thursday night. So they probably travel to Blacksburg some point on Friday. So I'm sure they didn't get in a crazy practice. So, I mean, other than just trying to game plan and put a game plan together and then just get ready and maybe do a walkthrough at some point, it was probably what they were limited to. And meanwhile, like you said, Virginia Tech, you know, coming home where they're undefeated, and they were coming from a game at North Carolina where they got beat pretty good. So, you know, they wanted to come back with a vengeance, and they had 4 or 5 days to kind of get ready for it. So that's all things that went in Virginia Tech's advantage. And then, you know, when they play defense and shoot like that and we can't match them, and they just get that lead that fast, and Justin Robinson has that kind of game, it's just, you're not going to win it. Just not going to win those games. And that happens every year to every team. You know, you go on the road and on a short little rest versus what they have, and you just don't have it for them.
And we
that's
did
just what it was.
We did the same thing against Duke, but Duke also played on that Thursday. And
That's what I mean.
So it was. Yeah. It kind of you know, it washes it out. So yeah.
If Virginia Tech plays the same night as us, you know, then that's a different thing. You know,
right.
I know that, you know, we played Duke off of only one day rest, but Duke played us only off one day rest. So that changes things.
Right. And that, I mean, I'm not trying to make any excuses. It was clear that Syracuse wasn't stopping Robinson. And
they were better than us that night.
Yes, they were. And a huge first half and for Virginia Tech as a team. And, you know, I mean, we can talk about the refs a little bit if you wanted to, but at the end of the day, Syracuse just really wasn't good on offense or defense.
No.
They weren't good on either side of the ball, and it's a bad combination. You had Chukwu, who was just not doing the things that we've been seeing him do the past 3 years, and three games, and, you know, he also fouled out. So there was that.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned in the recap, you know, Dolezal usually is that spark. It just didn't have it. Hughes was totally flat.
Absent. Bata was absent in the first half. You know, we came out and we made a little run in the beginning of the second half, something we probably needed to do to make sure that, you know, we could have a chance to come back in the game. But it seemed like it just took everything out of us. And Virginia Tech, I think they called the timeout, gained their composure, and they went right back to what they were doing. So, you know, again, we didn't get what we got from Marek and Chukwu, and sometimes when they don't do that, we can still be competitive depending on the team, but that team that night in Blacksburg, it wasn't going to happen.
They went 14 for 30, hitting exactly what we hit against Miami, so... you know, and they beat us by almost the same margin. So you look at, you know, we felt how Miami felt after we whooped them at home. It was almost identical. So, you know,
and again, if they were, things like that happen.
And if they weren't hitting shots, they were just hitting shots. If they weren't hitting shots, obviously, we've won games playing like crap, but they're solid at home. I mentioned it in the last show that's what really scared me. Having to face them at home, because that place, that's an environment that those players thrive off of that. You could see it. You know,
and Buzz Williams can obviously, he can definitely, we know from the past, he can get his players and team motivated to play. And again, being able to have those days to get ready, having those experienced guards, three senior guards that have played that before, played against the R2-3 zone before, and then the fact that, you know that he was in practice, like, hey, you know, these guys have won 7 of the last 8. They just went down and beat Duke at Duke off of one day rest. So, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of motivating factors there where Virginia Tech knew how we've been playing, what we did, and obviously motivated off of the way that they had recently been playing because it hadn't been good. I mean, they barely beat Georgia Tech by 3, and then they lost to, North Carolina and Virginia or something.
Yeah,
but,
UVA.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are good, formidable teams. But, again, this team looks at themselves as a good, formidable team that wants to make a deep run into the tournament. And we talked about, you know, well, where are they? You know, they don't really have a lot of good wins, this and that. I mean, Purdue just beat Michigan State today. So, I mean, that's a game that, you know, they won, and, you know, they just haven't played those teams yet. So they're going to play better teams throughout the ACC, and I think that they're going to be up there when it's all said and done at the end of the year. That's a good team.
Yeah, it's a good team. I mean, you know, I said they were overrated, and I guess I don't know.
This happens. Like I said, you win 7 of the last 8 every couple games, you know, at some point you're going to have a bad one.
Yeah.
They were better than us.
They were better than us. They were hot. They weren't missing, and Syracuse defense was not finding Robinson. And it was like, it's like that's, you know, how many times have we been crushed like that? You know, it is.
Dude, they're moving the ball around so well.
I know.
Couldn't get to the shooters.
I know.
I mean, it was just.
Like the cat chasing the laser. That's what.
Yeah. You know. But I don't think they've have. I'm not sure. I don't want to 100%, but I don't think that this group has beaten Syracuse for Virginia Tech. I'm not sure. I don't want to. But I don't know. They definitely, you know, you just saw it. They wanted to win. Right from the get-go, I mean, they were just in it, and they were smoldering on defense and offense. They just didn't miss. That guy did 35 points. He had on a night where he passes Bimbo Coles for the most assists in the Virginia Tech career and then goes and scores 35. And I think he broke the record for the most three-pointers. Well, at least tied it. I know, what did he go, 9 of 13?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just one of those things, man. Some teams, they just have those good nights. She's, like you said, 52% they shot. Come on.
We're not going to beat that. And 46% from behind the arc, 14 out of 30.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? We played them last early in 2017. And I'm trying to see. I mean, Moyer was a starter. Put it that way. That's how early it was.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, with Buzz Williams, though, yesterday's game, we were 5-1 with Buzz at the helm. He had only beaten us one previous time. So, I mean, it is what it is.
And I think that was earlier in the – yeah.
Yeah, it was December. It was actually New Year's Eve. It was a New Year's Eve game. And it was a home game for Syracuse last year. So, all right. Well, what do you say we get some conversation going? Let's get into some conversation. Let's do some fan feedback.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House, the best damn college sports fans in the nation.
You all know what to do. Go to Twitter and Facebook at Cuse Militia. Go there, join the militia, and we propose a question at the end of every game to provoke you to give us your thoughts, and that is what we use for fan feedback. Fan feedback is brought to us by MyBookie. There's one more NFL game left this year, and you don't want to be the only one sitting around with no rooting interest if you're not a Rams or a Patriots fan. You want to get on the action with MyBookie. Make sure you're ready by signing up at MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win. Ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest props. Where you bet on is just as important as who you're betting on. If you want to make money during the Super Bowl, you got to go to MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Join now at MyBookie, and they will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for the Super Bowl. Use promo code CUSE25 when you deposit to activate that offer. That's promo code CUSE25 at MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. Just remember, if you've never bet online before, check it out, research it, make sure it's something you want to be involved in. If you've done it before, you know the deal. It's the same type of thing. Try out MyBookie. So, all right, look, oh, I got one. I got one for you. I got one for you. Let's pull this up here.
Here we go.
So, the review giveaway. I just happened to check this. It's been there for a little while, and I apologize, Jay. It's been there since the 16th. I just haven't checked it. So, Jay, who is he's a regular on the fan feedback. I think we see him on Facebook a lot. He left an Apple iTunes podcast review for the Cuse Militia. He gave us 5 stars, and it says a Cuse podcast that is in a league, and then it says ... I gotta only assume, I can't get to it, but I can only assume that it says a Cuse podcast that is in a league of their own. I hope that's what it says. I'm going to speculate. I am. He goes on, 5 stars. He says, I listen to a lot of podcasts, mostly sports, and I live in Syracuse. There is no more entertaining and informative Cuse podcast out there. Great chemistry between the hosts. If you're a Cuse fan, you should be listening. Jay, that I don't. Every time I read one of these, I'm like, there can't be a bigger compliment. There can't be a bigger compliment. So, again, thank you. I don't know how you guys keep it original.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Really, really do. So, if you leave, Jay, go ahead and email us at cusemilitia@gmail.com, and we will get your stuff out to you if you leave your address. And for everybody else listening, if you go to Apple Podcasts and you leave a 5-star rating and a written review and I read it on the show, the same thing could happen to you. You could be a winner. Big winner. Big, big winner.
All right. Why? How?
I just told you how. We're going to start with Twitter. At Doug Vaughn Fan. Who's Doug Vaughn? Am I missing something? Okay.
That Veronica Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Virginia Tech is a zone killer, good 3-point shooting team that also is very good at passing, as we saw tonight. Not a good matchup. Joe, you
ding, ding, ding,
you
ding,
said
ding.
That almost word for word after the game. The ball movement, and it's just not a good matchup, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's sometimes, you know.
No, we talked about it on the podcast. I said if they're going to make their three-pointers, then.
It was going to be trouble.
Yeah.
And they all can shoot three-pointers, too. It's not just Robinson.
Right. Well, they came out there with four guards, and they spread it out, and our defense didn't react.
Right. I know.
Damn sure didn't find the guy making it.
I know. Well, they were leaving him open 8-10 feet. I mean, catch and shoot. That was the name of the game last night. If not now, when? 84. I know. He gets me every time.
That's unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
How many times have you said that?
I don't know. The question is, how many times have I said it right? Because I don't know after I say it sometimes if I said it right or not. I have no idea. Gave the ball away too much. Elijah didn't get any shots. Virginia Tech defense locked down on us. Tyus was a no-show. Overall, we sucked. On to the next. Hopefully, we don't play any more teams with Tech in their name because we can't beat them. Ooh, boy. That's a stinger. That is a stinger.
I'll play Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, I guess so. La Tech. Well, they were both bad matchups. Really, what it comes down to.
No, our offense was just awful in those games.
Our offense was awful in those games. Their defense was good.
And so was Chukwu.
And Chukwu was bad. So, you know,
Boeheim said it in the last press conference. Like, randomly enough, Chukwu's pretty much like.
He can be a make or break.
He makes it breaks us from being a top 25 team to a not top 25 team.
Yeah, absolutely. So does that explain why I was so upset about Isaiah Stewart? That's why I was so upset. It hit me right here. Right here.
Sorry, bro.
At Georgian Rants. Not their night tonight. Let's leave it at that. LOL. He says let's leave it at that, but then he goes on. And I'm glad he did, but I'm just saying, he didn't leave it like that. Nothing seemed to go right, and Tech was putting on a splash fest with precise dissection of the zone. Q's offense had no movement and chucked up desperation shots at the end of the shot clock. Bad night. There was four shot clock violations altogether.
There was four. I don't even remember a game where we had that many ever.
And three of them were air balls.
They were just trying to get the ball up so that it wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's think of a better plan next time. So
no, it's called hit the rim.
Yeah, take it to the hole.
Let's play a little game called hit the rim.
Yeah, ball going hole. At Tony Staffier? I don't know, but I picked him anyway. I picked him anyway, even though I don't know how to read his last name. I still picked him. Come on.
No, I hope it's good.
Names come here to die. They come here to die.
I hope it's good.
It's pretty good. This fan base needs to stop mistaking good individual offense for a good offense. We saw tonight what relying on an individual to will. Oh, gosh. Screw you. We saw tonight what relying on an individual two-will in offense can do against a well-coached defense scouting report. Virginia Tech gave up 103 points to UNC just last week.
So, I love you.
In other words, I love you too, Joe, and I'm glad that you're on record. saying that.
No, but the reasoning is because of that. That's just gold. You picked the name and you picked...
I butchered everything. Tony, I'm so sorry. I butchered everything about your comment, but I understand your comment and I like your comment.
If anybody else does.
It's just that. Hold on. This fan base needs to stop mistaking a good individual offense for a good offense. That's honestly as far as I got when I picked it. We saw tonight what relying on an individual to will an offense can do against a well-coached defense scouting report. Okay, there needs to be a comma there. and there's not.
Oh, so, hear this?
So,
now
Tony,
you're just getting on the fans.
Tony,
here we go.
I'm sorry.
Here's an English lesson, Tony.
I'm sorry, but you're missing
that's
a comma.
That's what you want to listen for, right?
Virginia Tech gave up 103 points to UNC just this week. Yeah, well, I have watched some UNC games. They can freaking shoot lights out. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's the difference. We've been really hot from three, but the point that he makes about mistaking good individual offense for a good offense, how many times have we looked at the stat sheet and been like, you know, this is a great collective offensive effort? It's been like three times where the ball where the ball was spread and everybody was getting in double digits. One time, I think, all of our starters got double digits one time this year.
No, yeah. Well, it was just, I mean, you look at yesterday and that just looks, you look at the percentages and you look at the percentage at the free throw line, 50%, and the amount of steals and blocks like we talked about. Steals were still kind of up there high, but blocks only two. Got out rebounded again. We lost the turnover battle. You know, I mean, those, you go ahead and you look at those percentages and then all those stats and it just, and seven assists. You know, the past two games, what was it, 22, 23, and 18 or something like that? Like, we're right back to what? I think we had seven assists. I mean, it's right back to a box score of a loss.
Right. Well, Mark did not have any assists. Last game against Miami, we had 22 assists on 26 buckets.
Yeah.
So you only had four unassisted shots. You know, this game, we had 13 unassisted shots. So it goes to his point about having, you know, individual offense versus team offense.
Right.
And Mark not making the passes. Chukwu, just I didn't see one successful pick and roll. I mean, you had Chukwu had 2 points, so maybe one. I can't even remember. But, no, I think it was a rebound he went back up with, actually. So, I mean, the refs were ticky-tacky.
He looked okay in spurts, but he got a lot of fouls.
At USA Proud 1-2-3. Absolutely pitiful. I have never seen a team that can be so on and off within a couple of days. Not a good omen for the tournament. But to that point, I'm going to revert back. Here's my excuse for that. I can explain this away.
Here we go.
Well, here, I can explain that away with the quick turnaround and not getting any practice. The game that they played on Thursday night, it was an 8 o'clock game. It was over at 10. You got to figure they're not getting out of there, getting back home until 11. After all the media
midnight
circus, the media circus, and then all that. So, and then they're waking up and they're going to fly out to Virginia Tech. They get there, they probably do, like you said, Joe, probably do a walkthrough and whatever, and then it's game time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's your difference. That's your difference between being on and off, in my opinion. It's, you know, I mean.
Well, it could be, but again, I think Virginia Tech, they came out with really good defense, and, you know, I mean, I don't know.
They were prepared. They were ready to go. We weren't.
Yeah, exactly. It happens.
Steven on Facebook says, ugly, but if we can go 2-0 on this road trip, then we can get back on track. This was the toughest of the games out of the three, and that prompts us to talk about this for a second. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. Right. He's always got something. He's always got something positive to say, and Steven on Facebook, he's good, man. He's good. He nails it a lot of times. So, if we can come back, so we got Boston. We got to go to Boston College, then we got to go to Pitt at Pitt, okay? That one's going to be tough. But if we can come back from this at 2-1, where we've got two more games at home, which one of those will be Boston College again. So in this segment of six, this is our second segment of six that we're looking at here. Virginia Tech's done in the mirror. We lost that one. We're going to Boston College. Then we're going to Pitt. Then we're coming home for Florida State and then staying home for Boston College is coming to us. And then we're going at NC State. So that's our next six. That is a tough skid, but I don't think it's going to be as tough as the last six. So,
no.
But they're progressively getting tougher as the year is progressing. So,
yeah.
What are you looking for out of these next six games, Joe? When you look at it now at one loss already, are you hoping for we went 5-1 in the first six? I mean, out of this six, can we go Can we go 4-2 and you know, be at 9-3? And what do you think? Do you think that's realistic?
I think it's a realistic thing that can happen. I think I'm looking at this, like you said, a little bit harder. The first six, I said, you know, 5-1 would probably be best case scenario, obviously, other than 6-1. But I thought we were going to lose that one to Duke. But we end up going 5-1, or, you know, we had to go at least 4-2. Well, this one, I'm kind of breaking it down another notch and kind of saying that I'm looking at this as the best case scenario, 4-2.
Right. That's what I'm looking at.
And 3-3, we have to go at least 3-3 to keep it going.
And you got to pull off a win against either Florida State or at NC State. Those are the two that stick out to me the most. NC State beating who'd they beat yesterday on a buzzer beater?
Oh, Clemson. Yeah,
Clemson. That's right. That's right. That's right. So that
game was crazy. Yeah, no, they can definitely shoot and play our 2-3 zone and the way they play. I mean, they're going to have full court pressure majority of the game, and they're going to try to speed it up. So that's going to be an interesting game without a doubt. But again, those two BC games, we kind of just got to take care of business. And
right.
Yeah. Florida State's kind of been – they've kind of been on a little bit of a skid. I don't know – I can't tell you off my head their exact record the past couple games, but – I know that they've been losing. They were, I think, ranked up as high as like 13th the past couple of weeks, and now they're out of the rankings. So playing them at home helps. Really, I kind of worry more about the game at Pitt than I do the game at home against Florida State.
Okay.
But either way, again, we still have, with the Virginia Tech loss and having to go 3-3, we still need to pick three games out of there. So, again, you know, if we get the two from BC and then just one other one, then that's going to kind of keep us on track for where we're trying to go and trying to get the 10, 11, 12 wins in the ACC.
Florida State in conference play so far, they lost against Virginia 65-52. They beat Miami. They got beat by Duke by 2 points. Pittsburgh beat them. Boston College beat them. They beat Clemson, and then they beat Clemson was Tuesday, right. And they actually play, many of you listening to this game will probably be over. They'll play Sunday night
Miami.
At 6.
Yeah, they're playing Miami tonight.
Yeah. So, what are they, 3-3 right now?
2-4.
2-4, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they lost at Pitt, and...
from what I'm looking at, they play good at home and they play bad away.
Yeah, so there you go. So, all right. Well, we'll hope for 4-2, and we'll take it game by game as we go. But I just wanted to mention that because we did not last game. So, Mark on Facebook, we'll be fine. Tech just played an excellent game tonight. Yeah, like I said, I would be shocked if they have another first half the way they did against us the entire year. And they're a beatable team when they're not at home. I'm telling you, it's like a six man being in that place right now. They're just on fire there. And there's nothing you can do about it. So someone's got to go there and beat them, basically.
Right.
You know, before that ends. Paul on Facebook says, would like to know why Buddy didn't play some meaningful minutes. He's been shooting the ball pretty well lately. I wondered the same thing, and I had said that maybe the inexperience Joe can
I think the matchups
were bad. Yeah, but why not put him in? Why not put him in and try it early?
I mean, he eventually did, but I mean that game got out of hand fast. You know, you can say we could have, should have, would have this, that. Right. They had four very athletic guards that were out there just on our guys like white on rice, and there's really just nothing that I don't think he thought Buddy Baham could have handled the pressure, and I don't think that he thought that he could have gotten an open shot. I mean, by the time he came in and he did take that three, Virginia Tech, I mean, they were already up, and that type of pressure that they were playing in the first half of defense, it wasn't as like where that was, you know. But
yeah, and also I think his game plan, once you reach the threshold of, okay, we need to change the game plan, which changed from shooting threes, basically, because when it was 9-12, they were all those were all three pointers at the beginning of the game.
Right.
And at that point, you know, and putting Buddy in only gives you an outside threat. Buddy's not a player that's going to be able to drive and penetrate the lane. You know, that's right. That's what we rely on Brissett for. And he did okay last night, but he still struggled to finish in some of those.
Yeah, well, we had to do a lot better on the offensive end. If we would have done that and we would have scored some points, kept it close, and got it to the point where maybe Buzz Williams was switching out between man and zone from time to time or something like that, or if it was obvious that there was a mismatch with somebody where he could get open shots, right, then he would have tried it, you know. But
yeah, it just wasn't that type of game, though.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Joe says, bury it in the backyard, come back strong next game. Joe, that's exactly the attitude we like to hear on this.
Yes, sir.
Jermaine says, I had confidence today. Now Syracuse took it away. We played horribly today. We can't keep getting into this habit. And it is the constant. I said in the last podcast, I'm not sold on the Syracuse shooting statistics for the last, we go back three games. I started going back to after the Georgia Tech loss. I just wanted to see it consistent. That was going to be the test, and they failed. I mean, so there's going to be bumps in the road. We know that. But, yeah, it is what it is. I think I had told Nick when I DM'd him to get him his stuff, he asked about Virginia Tech. And I was like, it basically depends on which Syracuse team shows up.
Yeah, but it's been like that for how many years?
It's been forever. They go since I can remember. Yeah,
I mean, they just, you know, think, oh, they lost this, they lost that, you're not going anywhere. Then all of a sudden they turn around and win 7 out of 8, and you're like, okay. And then you think, well, now we can beat anybody. And then a game like this happens, and it's like it happens.
The emotional swing from a bad loss at Georgia Tech and a good win at Duke is like it's like being bipolar. They make us freaking bipolar, you know? So,
yeah,
you know, it's like,
because it's very hard, especially in basketball, to do that every single game. And you see Duke, I mean, Duke, when they're healthy and everyone's good to go, I mean, they're better than everybody, but that you see that they get everybody's game, and they so many games this year that have been close. I mean, Florida State, we were just talking about them. Florida State only lost to them by 2 at home.
Yeah.
So it just happens. Just teams come out and they don't play good. It's very hard to be consistent night in and night out, especially in college.
Yep. So we will move on from Virginia Tech. We're hoping, fingers crossed, to get out of this next the second third of conference play at 4-2, end up 9-3, going into the last third of the stretch to on the road to tournament time. And yeah, we'll take it game by game. I want to thank everybody who participated in the fan feedback. You guys are great. I really struggled trying to pick the comments because there was a lot of good ones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say read.
yeah, it's funny that you said that. So I want to thank you guys. And, you know, always go there. Always help us out with this. This is creates conversation, and we want to – that's what we want to do. We want to kind of give our thoughts quickly and at the open, and then go to you guys and piggyback off of what you guys say. It's just, that's what makes the show, quite frankly. So if you don't do that, then what are we going to do? Sit here and talk to ourselves? That's boring. All right.
Speak for yourself.
All right, Joe. The Syracuse Orange, they're going to head up to Boston to face Boston College. This Wednesday, January 30th. That's my son's birthday, actually. At 8 o'clock. Joe's favorite start time is 8 o'clock on a weekday.
Especially on a weekday.
Yeah. So, Syracuse and Boston College first met in 1959. The Eagles won the first 3 games and 6 of the first 9, but since then, Syracuse has had a significant upper hand, and the series all-time sits at 48-25. Each team last year won their respective home games. Tyus Battle scored 53 points combined in those 2 games. The Golden Eagles right now sit at 11-7 overall and 2-4 in the ACC. The 2 wins against Florida State and Wake Forest and the losses to Louisville, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, and UVA. I hate to have to say this again, but they can shoot. 44.3% as a team. They're led by Kai Bowman. We all know that name. He's given us fits throughout the past few years. He's averaging 20.5 points a game, with three more guys behind him averaging 13 points a game. Bowman and Chapman are really their only deep threats, and they're both averaging about 36, and collectively they shoot 32% from distance. Boston College sits at 124th in the net rankings. According to the latest rankings, this will be a quad two game, but it's at the very edge of becoming a quad three game. In other words, we got to win this game.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have to win both the games that we play against them. I mean, Boston College is just, they're not that good of a team. I think you saw they were getting a little bit better the past couple of years, but their leading scorer from the past 2 years, Jerome Robinson, left early last year, went to the NBA, and you can see that they've kind of struggled this year, even in non-conference easy games. I think the most they've even beat a team is by 12. Every game they've been in has been close. Well, the ones that they've won, they've lost some bad ones. But again, by him leaving, you kind of saw that it kind of hurt him. And now, really, I mean, you talked about it. Kai Bowman and Chapman and Popovich, those three guys is really the only guys you have to worry about. But overall, their defense really isn't that good. There's different games. So if we lock down and we play defense, if Chukwu shows up, you know, the Chukwu two games before, then they're not going to have a chance. So,
right.
Again, it comes down to that. And then if Kai Bowman and Jordan Chapman, if they can basically not go crazy from the three-point line, like somebody like Justin Robinson, or even just if they hit 50%, you know.
Yeah, I know. But if we go into there and they start hitting them like Justin Robinson did, then, I mean, I don't know. Someone's practicing witchcraft, because, you know, that should just not happen.
Right. Coming off of.
By the way, I'm sorry. But just for the record, Justin Robinson was only hitting 37% of his three-point shots coming into that game. And he went, 9 for 13? So, I mean, he just... He
had the game of his life, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Just was against us. It always happens to us, it feels like.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But the Boston College, it's kind of, I'm looking at Ken Pom. He has Boston College at 106 with 104 adjusted offense and a 129 adjusted defense. So, again, they're just a team that we should beat. And you can tell that the loss to Jerome Robinson hurt them. And just looking at the way that we've responded to losses, with some time to kind of rest up and get some practice in. What you said, the game's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday at 8, yep.
Right. So they're going to have time to get a, you know, game plan together. They know who they got to worry about. Kai Bowman leads their team in like every statistical category.
Pretty much.
You know, they know what they need to do. It's just going out there and executing it. And you know that Boeheim is going to be in people's ears this week, you know, making sure that whatever happened this past day, whatever we just watched last night, doesn't happen again.
You got to get – Chukwu's got to be active. Someone needs to give him like give him a 5-hour energy or something, some damn thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was more than Chukwu, though.
I know it was more than Chukwu.
We
got
to be able to find the shooters. This, like Virginia Tech, we talked about how they had multiple guys. Boston College doesn't. They're Chapman, from what I remember, he likes shooting from the baseline to you know, baseline corner around there, and Kai
Bowman.
You got two guys, and then obviously Popovich in the middle. Yes, but I'm talking about as far as finding the shooters, like. It's not like we have to worry about 4 3-point shooters like we did at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you got two of them, essentially.
I mean, right.
Unless you're going to leave someone, you know, completely wide open for a practice three.
Right. And again, I mean, this is also a different beast as far as, you know, Virginia Tech. We knew the type of home court advantage we were going into and everything like
right,
that.
Right.
You look at Boston College. Boston College has lost
four
some games at home that they probably shouldn't have lost.
They're 7-4 at home.
Yeah. So, I mean, they lost at Hartford and IUPUI at home. And granted, it was earlier in the season, but.
So what?
Well.
What's IUPUI? Indiana? What is it? Indiana University Technology something?
It doesn't really matter at this point, does it? But we really can't talk about losing home games, so.
Oh, I know. I know. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I get it. But,
But ODU's better than this.
IUPUI Jaguars.
Jaguars.
So, yeah, well, you know, we got a couple days to take a breath. I feel like, you know, I honestly thought the game against Virginia Tech was going to be close, going to be a cardiac game, but, I mean, I don't know. It saved my blood pressure from rising, just made me angry as hell, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's all I was last night. I was just angry, but I live in Virginia, so, you know.
You kind of have to worry about it.
You know, when you're driving down the interstate and everybody sees your Syracuse stickers on the back of your truck and they intentionally pass you and cut you off to show you their Virginia Tech sticker, you know. They're lucky I was on my way to church, okay? That's all I'm going to say. But
oh, by the way, IUPUI is Indiana University, Purdue University, and Indianapolis.
Oh, okay, whatever. I know, Joe. You lost your my bookie pick. That's two in a row, buddy. That's two in a row. You double lost last night. So
yeah, I did.
You will put that up on Tuesday evening. Look for Joe's My Bookie Pick. And at this point, my advice to you would either do the opposite or just don't bet at all. Hold.
What? Dude, do you really think, I mean, with the way that they were playing, you really think I'm going to come on here and I'm going to say, yeah, Virginia Tech minus six?
No, it's tough.
That means I'm picking for a double loss.
Right, I know, and it's not our style.
Well, not a double loss, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I guess you could win the money and... if you did it right, you could win the money and lose
your game. I'm
going
to try to be optimistic, bro.
Right.
I don't
it's
think
tough
it's very
betting
optimistic
on your own team.
If I'm like, hey, I'm going to put money on this other
He's
team
still
to win.
Going. He's still going. I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Get off my back.
Here is the biggest douche of the universe.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
There's no bigger douche than you.
Thank you, Joe.
Unbelievable.
So Tuesday
so
evening.
So lucky I don't have something that you're like you're set up to. I could do some shit like that.
Oh, there he is. There's an editing marker. Red flag.
You just called me a
red
douche,
flag.
Bro. I'll say whatever the hell I want after that bullshit.
Oh, there he is again, dude. Oh my gosh.
Screw this shit.
Oh, okay. We gotta go. I want to thank everybody who participated in fan feedback. Thank you so much to Jay for leaving the review. I will thank you, too, for leaving a review if you do so. So, thank you, Armchair. Thank you to MyBookie. Thank you to TickSplits. Thank you to JP Mulligans. Hey, look, go like their Facebook page. You know the deal. They give away tickets every happy hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, Trivia Tuesdays. And the NFL is just about done, so whatever. But they have all the Syracuse games there, and they give you drink specials, dollar off all of Bats products while you're there watching the Cuse game. Go there. Thank them.
They'll probably have something for the Super Bowl, sure.
Yeah, sure. Whatever it is, squares or whatever, something. Who the hell knows? Anyway. Thanks again for listening. Help spread the word. We really appreciate you guys doing that. So that is all. I have a ton of editing to do now, thanks to Joe. So for Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Cuse Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
So I'm not going to give you the douche drop again, okay? I promise. I learned my lesson. I've been humbled. Thank you.